Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons! Now I know the words!
And welcome everyone to another episode of Enter the Amazons.
I hope y'all are enjoying that peaked as fuck opening I recorded.
Hope all of you.
Now you know the words.
I do. Now I have to learn the words to the second opening.
Whoa,
gotta learn the words! Gotta really learn the words! Gotta learn the words! I learned the words again! Anyways, we got all four of us here. So we're talking about Kamen Rider Amazon Season 2, Episode 4, Quo Vadis.
It's Vadis.
Oh, Vadis? Okay.
What? It's Latin,
yes,
I think.
Yes, Scar, you have a question for the class?
Oh, yes, I do.
Why are you raising your hand on an audio podcast?
Scar always raises his hand.
I always raise my
hand. It doesn't excuse it!
Yeah, no, I can't see it when you're raising your hand.
Yeah, be considerate of noble, you ass clown.
Fine.
Types raise his hand in the Discord chat.
Well, no, before we get things started today, should we say what happened today?
Oh, yeah. So, as of this recording, Cyancaster and Redcaster, I almost said Ryancaster for some
reason.
Redcaster, they had their child, Indigocaster, Anna.
Their baby was born today, and she is very
nickname
cute.
Pending.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
That is her nickname.
Pending?
Yeah.
We'll ask her in 18 years.
What, you don't get a nickname until you're 18?
No, I mean, that's when she, like, officially joins Cast Ranger. Oh,
she's the next generation of Cast Ranger.
Yes, so welcome, Indigo Caster. We're happy for you to be in this world.
We will celebrate your birth on episode 15 or whatever of Enter the Amazons on Cast Ranger.
There you go. And also,
whatever the fuck episode
God,
this is.
God, your dad's probably going to force so much anime down your throat.
And I'll help.
Oh, God, no. Ichi,
I was right. This is episode 15 of this show.
Woo!
I don't know the words.
I just have to remember that it's two episodes less than the actual number of the episode because we did two double specials last season.
We did.
Yeah, last season.
I don't get why that's funny.
I'll show you later.
When you're older.
I'm older than you!
Okay, so...
When you're older than me, older.
So, it seems that the main summary of this episode was just Chihiro just wanted to kind of give you a bit more of what it's like to be human again. So, like, he kidnaps her, takes her on a date to a theme park.
And we're all dicks by making her sound like a robot.
We've made her like Lucy Liu Bot from Futurama.
Yeah.
I love you, Chihiro!
You really know how to eat, Chihiro! I can also eat Chihiro!
Target confirmed!
Eating then, Chihiro.
Like, when they're just holding hands, walking away, I'm like, and slap the Wally logo there.
Just like, as they're holding hands, exchanging neutrino strings!
They even, like, took, like, photos in a photo booth, and one of the pictures had, like, cat ears on them.
I am a kete.
It was really fucking unsettling. Just this whole show is just, gore, gore, darkness, vomit! Shopping spree!
Yeah.
Yes, girls,
they had to, like, get the shopkeeper to, like, change her, because, like, she can't do it herself.
But yeah, so apparently EU is being sustained with protein supplements via the same needle that they put in the Neo Amazon's driver.
My God.
Yep.
And then early in the episode, we see Kazuya, Nozomi, and Shido talking to Nagase about, like, the good old days. And I'm just like, what is this? Amazon's Anonymous? Amazonimus?
Get out.
We're all Amazons! I will eat you!
You asshole, I was drinking pop.
And now you're not.
And Kazuya was just the highlight of this fucking episode. Like, he has not changed in 5 years at all, and it's just fucking great.
Just like, hey, what's going on there with your arm? Oh, this?
Oh, that's okay, it's just fake.
And then he props his gun up on it.
And then there's, like, a part where, like, he's making a joke or something, and Nozomi just, like, throws something at him. He, like, ducks him and, like, it's
like, he's trained to deal with shit.
And, like, he ducks and he's just like, ha ha ha, bitch. So, like, yeah, Nagase just, like, wants to be a part of the team, and Shio's like, ah, fine, if we'll shut you up. And Nozomi's like, he'll get in the way. And
if
he's
we
like,
don't, he's going to get himself killed.
Yeah, it's like he's better off with us than by himself. So, Kazuya's like, all right, Scrub Lord.
He is the fourth new/old Warrior of Light.
Yes.
He's the new guy of the group, you know, so he can die and everyone can still have all their favorite characters. You know, like that, you know, like Expendables 3.
Oh,
wouldn't surprise me at all. I haven't watched Expendables 3.
Expendables 3 wasn't as good as the second or the
first. Would you say the movie's expendable?
Yeah.
No, yes.
Great. But yeah, Nagase strikes me as the kind of guy who may not survive the season.
No, I'm sorry.
Of course not. He's not one of the main group.
Especially since when they actually start fighting Amazons later, they don't give him any equipment!
I heard the King of Monsters uses rocks as weapons, so I'm going to use one now.
Rocks! And
I'm gonna do it Jim West style. I'll just bash it with a rock. Nagase, you don't want to do that. Oh, but I do.
No, it's like, who's the character? Yeah, you see Kazuya with the fake arm. He's like, ooh. Turns to the other guy. Boop.
I got eaten.
Oh. Now I'm just waiting for the Toy Story joke. Kazuya, can you give me a hand?
very funny.
This is serious.
That was good.
Wow, that was really good. Wow. Carl loves his Toy Story.
Oh, I fucking love that scene.
You see this gun? I'm Mrs. Nesbitt.
I was drilling my brain.
Mama,
trying to think
that
how
you?
To make the Nesbitt
I am Mrs. Nesbitt. You see the new jacket?
No, and, like, Kazuya wasn't wielding, like, his shotgun he usually has, which kind of sucks.
Well, because he can't hold it with two hands like he's supposed to hold
a
shotgun.
I mean, even when he lost his arm, he still had the prosthetic that
he
was...
didn't work at the end of the first season.
That's probably why. Maybe, so, you know, the next best thing, an Uzi, a thing you need to pull the thing to reload it with.
Maybe the company confiscated his shotgun and he couldn't get another one.
Or why hasn't he, you know, just made a built-in gun hand?
Like Barrett! Just fucking gun arm!
Just
do a fucking
bad
stampede revolver hand.
Dude, that would be awesome!
We're thinking 1990s and toy merchandising, not realism.
Amazon's gun arm!
So, meanwhile, with Chihiro, we find out that, like, oh, he's got super good healing because he's a special Amazon.
They still had to sew him up, though.
A little bit, but then, like,
That
was a big-ass scar.
Like,
But it was, apparently, if it was bad enough that if he was human, he'd be straight-up dead.
Yeah. So then Tachibana's just like, oh, yeah, you got a super bad hunger problem, that's why EU attacked you, so... Here, take this armlet. It's going to make you an emotionless piece of shit.
The Neo-Amazon's register. It's going to turn you into Lightning from FF13-3.
We don't talk about her or that game.
I know, right?
That was bad.
But apparently Chihiro likes his one emotion ever.
Which is just...
anger.
No, fucking
horniness
horny.
For you.
Yeah, horniness for you.
Apparently he's into dead chicks.
Necrophilia. That's weird.
So he like grabs Eeyu in that one hallway we ever see.
Can we call this episode like Neophilia?
Neophilia?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, hold on.
But yeah, like they go on a date or whatever like that in the amusement park because he like kidnaps her or whatever.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, you said you'd treat her like a human. Oh no, we're treating her as much as a corpse should be treated.
No, yeah, I love that. He's like, oh yeah, so she tried to eat you, so we're gonna like quarantine her. Oh, but you said you'd treat her like a human. Yeah, we did, and then she tried to fucking eat you, you stupid motherfucker! Yep. So he grabs her in the middle of that one hallway we ever see in the place, and
we only have the budget for, like, a quarter of the building.
We can only afford rental space this one hallway. And she... I fucking love the premise of this. Oh, are we going on a mission? Yeah, let's go on a mission to the fucking theme park!
She's, like, looking around the crowd, like, in the park, just, I don't see any confirmed targets. Oh, no. The mission's, we're gonna have fun.
This is, like, one of those mini-games.
How fuck would it have been if, like, as soon as they walked in, she just goes, target confirmed, and he just goes, really?
Just there actually was an Amazon there, and he's like, God damn it!
Fuck!
I just want to see behind the scenes of her, like, not trying to, like, crack, under frame.
Oh, like break character?
Yeah, like just break characters.
Oh, you mean when they're going on all the fucking rides?
Yeah, just...
She's just like, he, like, Chihiro puts his hands up and then she just, like, copies them, so...
Halfway?
That's pretty much what it is.
Fun in progress.
Lane, it's like
yeah, she's basically just copying what he does, because when he throws up,
she's
he tries...
She's Nadeshiko! Because Nadeshiko, like, she was an alien that just did what, like, she copied whatever the other person did. So that's why she was able to manifest a fucking driver out of nowhere.
Who's Oh, right. Forza.
Yeah, Forza.
But yeah, so the date is nearing its end, and then Chihiro realizes that Yu needs her protein supplement. And that's when we go, that's when we're all like, well, we're at the end part of the date. If you need protein, Chihiro has the source.
His dick!
Oh, no. I found something much worse, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Say it.
Now you've got me curious.
I'll show you the image.
Okay, never mind that.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Kylie Jenner joke. That's all you need to know.
It's Caitlyn Jenner.
Whatever.
So Kurosaki shows up to give Iyu her protein boost just in the nick of time.
Well, no, before that. So they get food.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, they eat it, and then, like, apparently that, like, triggers flashbacks of, like, I guess, Chihiro eating his mom or something like that, which we got to see Kotaro
again. Oh, my God, I have a great joke. He had Vietnam flashbacks.
Oh!
just cue Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah.
Vietnam.
So then we just see Kotaro just, like, all bloodied up and just being like, ah, I'm a bear!
I'm a bear?
It's a bear Amazon.
This ain't over!
A big, strong bear!
Great. Now we want to watch the Country Bears.
Right?
Why?
Because I want to watch the fucking Goldilocks movie where Walter Matthau voices the Papa Bear. It's fucking great.
Why?
Because. So then, like, they throw up the food or whatever, or, like, he does it first and, like, creeps a couple off or whatever, and then you just see, like, Iyu copying him going, and he's like, no, you don't have to do that!
Attempting to vom. Cannot vom!
yeah, and so then Kurosaki shows up because, like, they have trackers on the armlets so they can...
Oh, you know what else was amazing? There was some asshole in the theme park who was, like, a balloon animal artist, and the first thing he does is hold up a balloon that is clearly a dick and balls!
I think it was a poodle, but it wasn't.
After he twisted it around more, but he holds it up like, you all know what this is, until I do this! It was totally a dick and balls!
Dick balloon!
What is this? What the fuck is that movie called? I'm trying to remember it.
With what?
What is this? Death to Smoochie?
Oh, yeah, I was like, did you say Death to Smoochie?
Yes! I remember!
Poopy?
It's a cock!
It is a cock. But, like, you cannot get around it. It's a fucking cock.
It's a rocket ship!
Oh, my God. It looks like a giant... Two balls! Oh, my
God. Woody! Goodness. Woody Harrelson? Oh, my God. What is that? I haven't seen
boobs. Boobs, Ozzy.
Wrong montage, but yeah.
These riders are a bunch of fucking...
Okay. So yeah, Kurosaki shows up and because they were tracking them, and then they were like, they get the call because they found Dr. Amazon. My immediate thought was, oh my God, is there a character named Dr. Amazon? Because like, I want to meet him.
And I'm like, no, it's the Amazon that was the doctor.
No, they're
you know something I noticed?
Hmm?
When he was walking out, that like music in the background, it sounded like it was saying Amazon.
Maybe.
I didn't notice
like,
music.
Like, Amazon.
But yeah, like, the guy, like, comes up to his, like, victim-to-be, and he does, like, the pose that doctors do when they're about to do surgery, and my immediate
thought there is nothing I cannot eat.
Jishiki Limitsu. And Gara's taking a call. Live on the air!
So, anyways,
So, we get our second appearance of the Elephant Amazon, the Zoe Amazon, whatever you want to call it.
And he still fucking looks awesome.
I love the fucking bones sticking out of his back. It reminds me of the Elephant Graveyard from Lion King.
Like, I saw him fall or whatever like that, and it just looked like he was, like, the spikes were going to break, so I was like, oh, fuck.
Even when he gets punched in the tusk, everything's just made of rubber.
Yeah. And then just, like, we got this cool, like, split-screen henshi, and it was really fucking
of Neo
awesome.
And Crow. Mm-hmm. And then we get Crow versus Zoe.
Yep.
Featuring Neo.
Wow. That's pretty good, actually.
And when we were watching, like, when they start, like, fighting, we were all talking, like, prepare for trouble and make it double, because it's, like, the Team Rocket kind of guy, and my immediate thought was, hey, remember she's a robot, so it's prepare for trouble. Trouble multiplied.
No, and then he gets, like, knocked off a railing or whatever and starts falling, and I'm just like, you're a really shitty protagonist.
But then this was set up for a new weapon. Claw Loading was the name used, was the call-out, apparently.
Yep.
And then he grapnel guns his way back up and starts, like, fighting, like, winch switch style against him, and it's actually fucking awesome because I love, like, chain hooks and those type of weapons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Alpha and Omega were made by the 4-H company, basically.
4C. Well, not by 4C. Whatever the company from the last one.
They were created by this evil organization.
Uh-huh.
And then using, in real life terms, the Omega suit and then the idea of the wild form type of deal of, like, Alpha, they made Sigma.
Uh-huh.
So you have two riders using their powers in air quotes to make a third rider.
Oh.
And now we have this fourth rider who has a hook hand.
Oh my god.
The Rider Man.
Oh,
it's the show riders.
God was right. We have a Rider Man.
Shit. Gar just smiling. It's like, right.
The minute we saw the grappling hook, Gar was like, "Oh, it's Rider Man."
I'm
like,
"No,
not everything is Rider Man, Gar."
Ichi, you know what I should have made? Grappling hook!
No, you're doing the SpongeBob smirk. Just, you like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward?
You like ponies, don't you, Squidward?
Yeah, and then, like, freaking just, they destroy him, and then, like, one of the goons, like, fucking, like, kicks the body just to make sure it's dead.
Yeah.
Is it dead? It's like a Pacific Rim. Wait, we gotta make sure that's dead. Like, Gatling gun the fucking head. So it's like just the whole entire corpse is just open. Okay, it's dead.
All right, pack it up. Beginning folding of corpse.
Jerry, turn yourself.
So then, like, Chihiro gets the hunger again because he didn't take the armlet, and then
because he sees the woman going by,
and then like Eiyu walks over to him and it's just like, Chihiro, we don't hunt.
Because Kurosaki programmed that in him, in her, but he like hears that and he's like, you said my name, you really, really like me. No, you fucking moron, this is code. Kurosaki programmed her to not hunt you. Stop reading into this.
Watch, as she dies, I'll never forget you.
Memory Jake deleted. Hira.
No, then just a single tear. Error.
And then, yeah, Kurosaki's, like, being an asshole and, like, smiling, like,
I have a fear EU's gonna die before the series is over.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, course.
My favorite thing about that whole scene with Eiyu is like, so after, now that they've actually gone on a date, anytime he gets the hunger looking at other women, just Eiyu like, are you looking at other women?
I can sense it.
So then Kano finds out some interesting information that apparently, like, Eiyu's father,
who's named Hajime,
had a student, and that student was none other than Jin.
I absolutely fucking love when Kano was walking up that, again, the same hallway. He just, like, holds the report up over his head, like, yas, bitches!
Not only that, he holds it over the giant railing where it could easily fall.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the joke that I made. I'm like, sir, I have the inf-
Fuck!
No, wait. No. No, just, sir, I have the- I did have the information.
I had the info.
Now with everyone gone from the world, I can read all the books I...
No.
Oh, no.
There was time.
Oh, no.
It's not fair.
Just like...
Oh, wait.
Looks down
I
where...
I still read the ground ones.
Looks down where it fell. Shit, we didn't rent that floor.
Should we go pick that up? Nah, we'll get caught by security and they'll have to kick us out. Wait, we didn't rent this out? Oh, no, we're illegally filming here.
Yeah, we don't have a permit.
Yeah, we don't have a permit. All right, everyone. So if the cops come... Run like hell.
Yeah.
If the cops come, it's the guy. If the cops come, it's Chihiro.
It's Chihiro's fault.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
So then we come back to Shido and his team, like the old team, and they find like the water, the source where the water was coming from.
Where the tainted water.
And it seems to be like an Amazon watering hole or something
it,
like that.
It seems kind of a tiny water hole, don't you think?
Well, there's a little waterfall running to it, so it's probably got a stream up ahead, too, that's leading to
it. Oh, no, it's like, oh, this little tiny thing? Guys, what? Points forwards. Just the ocean. Fuck.
Shit.
I mean, that...
No, I saw where, like, I saw a bunch of Amazons all gather around, and I'm like, is this the entrance to Amazonia?
No.
I'm getting my Amazon town!
No, you're not.
Yep. They're gonna be Amazons in like aprons and shit, and they're like cooking. They got children.
They're Amazonia! Vicious. They're vicious creatures, Lane.
Amazonia! No, they're not. They're people too. They're
yeah, we creatures. Got to see our favorite vicious creature too.
Well, before that,
yeah,
we got to
Fuku.
See, yeah, we got to see Fuku, yeah.
Who I am now nicknaming Fumbles because of that robot chicken sketch with the sniper.
Yes.
And GI yes. Joe. Good job.
Good job, Trouser Snake. It was Fumbles. It was always Fumbles. Yeah.
No, I still love Snow Job.
Oh, you mean Rob Paulson's character?
Yep.
No, Snow Job is an actual name of a G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah. That was the point of the joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Fuku saves Nagase from getting numb because clearly the giant rock is not helping.
No. It's just pissing off the Amazon.
Giant board. Rock.
Rocks!
So she was just it like, was oh.
A big rock.
I got like, a shotgun. I got an assault rifle. I got a knife. I got a rock.
So then Kazuya's just like, oh, wow, your team doesn't really give you much support, do they? Oh, no, I quit.
They're a bunch of assholes. That's what we were thinking, but oh, he has backup.
I have backup.
Yeah, he has backup. It's Mamoru!
It's like, hey, I'm not... Wait.
In a bitchin' suit.
Wouldn't it have made more sense to be Haruka since he was, you know, in the city?
No, but Haruka's got his own agenda.
Speaking of which, where did Haruka vanish to? Is he like Suicune now?
He went back to Amazonia.
He went off to get his groove back.
Again.
Again. No, man. He had to go to school so that he can ace that test.
But yeah.
He's an Amazon to be, and he's totally...
It's God! All God exactly. Damn you!
But yeah, so Mamoru...
You know what? He's probably fighting Alpha somewhere, because Alpha's like, I'm going to go fuck these Amazons.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Mamoru's got like the sick ass like coat on, and he just like you can tell he's like matured over these 5 years, and like even he's just like,
You know, I'm kind of afraid that he'll be less interesting now.
No, that's I like maybe. That he's gonna mature. He's matured.
Well, we'll see what he's like next week.
Cause like you know, it's like a child. Children eventually grow up.
Yeah, in 5 years.
I will say when he showed up on screen, the noise I made was not human.
Same.
Yeah, we were like,
and now I'm just like, oh, hey,
it's Mamoru.
Yeah, 80s Godzilla.
So he's pretty much saying to them, like, stay the fuck away, because, like, we don't need your help.
Yeah, don't mess with our operation and all that jazz, and it's like, right, yeah, by the way, remember, you ate my hand.
Then there's this move.
There was a part of me inside of you.
Part of me is inside of you. So it seems that the Amazons that from season one are the ones that are making new ones.
Maybe
I get. So I it really like, is. And once everyone's an Amazon, no one will be.
I feel like that's what they're hinting at, but there's probably more at play here.
So I want. But I wonder what Haruka's taking it is.
Well, we'll find out as we keep watching. All we can do now is...
Maybe Haruka's against them infecting... Well, no. Shit. No, I don't think
Haruka would want humans to be infected.
Well, but think about it, though. He was talking with the doctor that...
But no, remember, in season one, Haruka at the end was like... accepted who he was, and he's just like, no, if I'm an Amazon, that's what I'm gonna fucking be, and I'm gonna protect the ones who don't want to be killed, and...
I don't know, we don't have a lot to piece together right now, we'll just have to keep watching.
But yeah, so next week we get Super Mamoru, and I think he looks awesome. I like his look.
The shoulders, they're... I'm sure you've said this before, the shoulders look cool, but they don't look right for him.
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, maybe a little better in action.
Mm-hmm.
Next week's episode is called Rambling Roses.
Rambling Roses. They're going to ramble some roses. So we better see some roses in the next week's episode, and they better be rambling. What the fuck is this shit? Arouse! Why are people? Just all voiced by Justin Roiland.
Roiland.
Whatever. Roiland!
This week we got to see
Okay, sorry for annoying anyone with that joke.
Not sorry.
No, we can go on for hours with that joke.
But overall, but overall, this was a cool episode. Like, you know, it was weird with the whole, because like, I still don't like Chihiro. He sucks.
He's bland.
He's trying way too fucking hard to like get this chick to just like be back to her normal self. She's not going to be normal. She has all her memories and stuff, but she's dead. She's a fucking walking corpse.
She's the walking dead.
You could say she's a dangerous zombie.
No. Dan's only the true dangerous zombie.
She's the bookster of dangerous zombie.
No. I don't accept that.
All in favor of crippling Ichi.
Hi. Yo. Alright, so that's it.
As always, check out the primary source of our hijinks at castranger.podbean.com. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/rscastranger. Tweet at us at Ixie Studios. Check out our newly recently opened Discord server. And please check out our Patreon and consider donating to help us make the show better for you.
Please, I need comments and money to live.
Mostly the comments.
Yeah.
One comment equals one prayer.
What do you, what car?
You know what this week is?
What?
It's Free Comic Book Day this week.
Oh, I don't care. I don't read comic books.
Well, since this is being released before the weekend, unlike some episodes that we do, this first Saturday of May is Free Comic Book Day. Go to the nearest comic book store that you go to, and they might have free comics.
Yeah.
If not, then you were fucking too late, you slow piece of shit.
Whoa, that's not nice.
It's just not a big name brand comic book place that does that kind of stuff.
Or that.
Yeah, Gar.
Make sure to get Power Rangers coming out on Blu-ray June 27th.
Oh, yeah. That's a
really?
Yep. Yeah,
June.
Oh, yeah. Why the fuck did you guys say November? That's so dumb. I know you didn't. So suck it, Gar, and suck it, Noble.
We'll talk more about that on Extra Extra this week.
Bye!
Bye! Noble, say bye.
Bye.
Noble's upset.
No, I just normally don't say anything. You guys just do the ending that I just fade off into the dark.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to involve you more.
Okay, let's see this.
Peace off.
Bye.